have reports by water board members. Mr. Comfrey?
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Jardine?
Not a whole lot. I just, this last weekend, we celebrated my mother-in-law's 100th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. That is.
Wow.
She was born in Barclayville.
Oh, wow.
And she is truly a wonder, and we're looking forward to the next one.
It must be the water.
It is. The water. That's it.
Well, congratulations. Ms. Scott? Mr. Sandell? Well, let's see. I will scan quickly my notes from the chair's conference call. The most important thing that I learned at the chair's conference call is that when the state board hears about a community that is having water shortage problems, they get on it really fast. So if anybody knows of any communities in your area that are having water shortage problems, speak up. That was the main thing.
What are they doing for those communities?
I've heard
that they have done some trucking, and they've facilitated, you know, installation of tanks where water can be stored and, you know, tapped into the community system. And a couple of small areas to have reported.
There was discussion, and this is what Ms. Cox is going to give us a full debriefing on next time we see her. Which I guess is a while away, because the chair's meeting is Friday, and I will not be there. Kim will be there in my stead. But a big item of discussion is that the governor's office apparently is very concerned that the role of the regional boards is being eroded. And so there is going to be a discussion of the roles and responsibilities of the regional boards. I'm really sorry I'm not going to be there. Because this is one of my favorite topics. So there was discussion that the legislature doesn't really understand very well who we are and what we do and how much time it takes to do what we do and all that. So, I mean, these are legitimate concerns, and we need to think hard about how to make some progress in this area. We had a bunch of people signed up for interest in the ad hoc committee on climate change. About three people raised their hands for the outreach committee. Again, anybody on the board is welcome to participate in these if you're interested. The drought update from Tom was that things are not as bad now. They're still waiting for the final road snow survey. But it's interesting, he said that the effect of the drought is very uneven around the state. Mm-hmm. So the hardest hit areas are the allocations coming from the Feather River and the Sacramento Valley, which actually sounds like most of the water in the state to me. But they were going to start putting barriers in the delta to manage salinity, but now because of the recent snow events, it doesn't look like that's going to be necessary. The Central Coast, they're digging wells 1,500 feet deep on the Central Coast.
That's enormous.
And they're getting, so they're tapping into lower aquifers where the water is not good. And so they have to use the water from these really deep wells for agriculture, they have to blend it. So, the Central Coast is not doing well. That was... Things are going well on the budget so far. The Assembly accepted our budget. Still, I guess the Senate hearing is on Thursday. But he seemed encouraged about budget for the water boards this year. And that is pretty much it for the chair's conference. Now we get to